Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study titled, Come Out of Her, My People, from Revelation chapter 18, verses 4 through 8. This is part 2 of 2. So the rapture seals the deal. The rapture is what produces the great falling away in its finality, in its fullness. Now read verse 5 with me. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. God is long-suffering, folks. Amen. Patient. But it's running out.
Yes.
And listen, we've said this before. God hates the whore. Amen?
Amen.
Your God doesn't hate. Your God is Lucifer.
That's correct.
The God of the Bible hates certain things. He hates the whore. Psalm 11:5 says, the Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. The Lord hateth.
Amen.
If your Lord doesn't hate, you've got a false God.
No.
And when God cuts loose, he is really going to cut loose, folks.
That's right.
Jesus said it'll be like no other time we've ever seen before. And if you know anything about history, that's saying something. I mean, do you know what Hiroshima and Nagasaki mean? Do you know what 9/11 means? You know what the Holocaust means? You know what World War I, World War II means? Nothing compared to what's coming. In verse 6, read that. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works, in the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. Double, double, double. He is going to pour it on this whore. And the whore, it says, how do you identify it? One way, she glorifies herself. In verse 7, it begins with the words, how much she hath glorified herself. This is from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Article 3, the Church Mother and Teacher. It is in the church, in communion with all the baptized, that the Christian fulfills his vocation. From the church he receives the Word of God. False. The Catholic Church didn't give you your Bible.
Amen.
Containing the teachings of the law of Christ. From the church he receives the grace of the sacraments. Sacraments are of the devil.
Amen.
There are no sacraments in the New Testament church. There's no sacrifice. There's no altar. There's no priesthood that sustains him on the way. From the church he learns the example of holiness. Ah. How about that now? It's an attack right there. From the church he learns the example of holiness. Whew, I got to sit down. And recognizes its model and source in the all-holy Virgin Mary.
Wow.
Glory!
Wow.
This is his speech he gave just about 2 years ago, September 11th. He starts with the words, the church is our mother. That's wrong because... I want to point this out. And this is the track that I've seen many, many people go. Today we resume our catechesis on the church in this year of faith, among the images that the Second Vatican Council chose to help us understand the nature of the church better, there is that of mother. The church is our mother in faith, in supernatural life, and look what it quotes, Dogmatic Constitution Lumen Gentium. It is one of the images most used by the fathers of the church. Church fathers were heretics. Somehow, the fact that they lived within 100 years of the apostles makes them an authority. Diotrephes lived before they did, and he was a heretic.
Amen,
Hymenaeus and Alexander the coppersmith lived during the time of the apostles, and they're in hell.
Amen.
Being a church father means nothing. They were not moved by God to write the inspired words of God. They were fallible men, and Satan is using the church fathers to trip up more intellectual Christians than anything else on the face of the earth today. It is a fact. When Christian men claim that they're called into the ministry, they go off to Bible college and seminary and they learn the church fathers' heresies, and that's why they go into apostasy. Follow the church fathers, and you will end up in the ditch. They are blind leaders of the blind. They got some things right, but they got too much wrong to even care what they have to say. Cyprian, one of the church fathers, said this: he cannot have God as his father who does not have the church for his mother. Cyprian, blow it out your ear. I don't have any respect for these guys. They took it upon themselves to teach lies, and Satan is now using them to deceive people.
That's
true. One of the worst is Augustine. And I hear Baptist preachers stand up quoting Augustine all the time. He's a nut. He never gave a testimony of being saved by the blood of Christ. And he is one of the first ones who taught this idea of the Roman Catholic Church being the head of all other churches and the Pope being the head of all the churches. Augustine, that's where it came from. What's the Bible say? But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. Who are you going to believe, the Pope or Paul?
Paul.
Who wrote the inspired words of God right there. Your mother is not some church. Jerusalem, which is above, is your mother.
Amen.
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 The mother of all churches? Listen, I put that in quotes because the Roman Catholic Church talks about the mother of all churches. But they have a church which is the mother of all their churches, which they believe then makes it the mother of all churches. It's not in Vatican City. Do you know that? It's in Rome. See all these people saying, well, the Vatican isn't even in Rome, and Vatican City isn't Rome. Rome belongs to the Roman Catholic Church. It's just not officially, politically, at this moment. But all the ambassadors to the Vatican live in Rome, and the mother church is St. John Lateran, and it is in Rome. And if you go to that church, you will see this inscription. It's the official dedication from the Roman church, and it says, quote, the sacred Lateran mother, the head of all churches of the city and the world, end quote. The Pope himself belongs to that church right there in Rome. Those who claim that the Vatican City is not to be viewed as Rome are simply ignorant of the reality and of Satan's typical use of stealth and deception to reach his goal. Rome. Verse 7 continues, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. We're going to stop here because it's getting late. A queen? You're going to see some things next study about Rome, the mother church, calling herself a queen. You're going to see it. I want to end on this, though. Watch the world with biblical discernment, folks. I show you these examples over and over. And here's the latest. Mariah sent me this today. I think I showed it to you guys. But this is a movie that's about ready to come out. Now, I want everybody to watch this closely and tell me, what does this remind you of? The deception is already on, and another movie is eerily similar to the biblical prophecy of tribulation, only they're going to blame God's wrath on aliens.
All right, be good. Can't be good.
Don't get caught.
Love you guys. Okay, who can give me the derivative of x?
What's going on?
Did you guys see that?
Oh my God.
At 1:07 a.m., the Odyssey satellite received images of an object moving past Mars.
It's right over us.
Odyssey! I didn't know it then, but that was the last normal day of my life.
We have reason to believe there's an imminent threat to this location.
All right, stay with your sister. The waves have begun.
Sir,
coordinated attacks on metropolitan areas.
First wave knocked out all the power. Then the second wave hit. An earthquake strong enough to shake the entire planet. With the third wave, disease spread across the world.
Sound familiar?
By the third wave, they were among us.
The others have the ability to...
Revelation 12.
They could be anywhere.
We can't trust anyone anymore.
The others took my brother. And I'm gonna go get him.
Rapture.
You will learn to think, move, and fight like soldiers.
I want to be ready.
You won't get very far on your own. Grab the gun and snap my hand away. Good.
I was supposed to fight them, but I don't even know what they are.
What are you? They took everything from me.
What's this is called?
This is our world. This is our home. Our only choice is to take it back.
Stop it!
I know you're human.
How?
Because if you were one of them, you would have shot me already.
Fifth wave. Now, that was fast, but just think about what you just saw. Replace the waves with seals.
Replace sealed judgments.
Waves with seals, and you have the world under the judgment of God, and here it's aliens. People disappearing. Why? Aliens. They're taking our world. That's what the tribulation period is, God's judgment on that world.
Amen.
What are they going to do? Fight back and take our world back. Folks, do you realize the tribulation ends with the Antichrist and all those who have taken the mark fighting against the alien invasion of Jesus Christ?
Yes, that's correct.
If you understand what you're reading in Revelation, you just saw a complete perversion of the book of Revelation, where the conditioning is that after the rapture, it's aliens. It's an evil alien entity that has to be destroyed, and they're going to come out after anybody who is against them, and they're going to take back their world that has been taken away from them by this alien named Jesus. And that's exactly how it ends, is the world fighting against Jesus to take their world back. Actually, it's going to happen twice. It's going to happen at the end of the tribulation. It's also going to happen at the end of the millennium.
Amen. Amen.
You read, and you... I read last couple of weeks, finished A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking. And it's a classic among the evolutionary, you know, readers. And when you read that, biblically, it's amazing. I mean, he talks about all these things that... You know, God looked down on the world and said, man is one. There's nothing they cannot do that they have imagined.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I heard coming out of that book, Stephen Hawking, and what's going to happen with humanity and science. And they talk about God, but not in the biblical sense. Not a personal God. And they talk about God like Einstein, who didn't believe in a personal God, but you talk about God and it was not a person. Wasn't a holy God who was going to judge sin. And so people have been conditioned to believe in this God who is not holy. He does not judge sin. And I've preached here in the last couple of weeks this false gospel that doesn't say that anything about sin. It's just you need to realize you're lost. And that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. And believe the facts of that gospel, and you can be saved. They don't mention that He died for your sins. And they don't call on you to repent. It's the perfect gospel for Sodom.
Yes, yes, yes.
Everything is a false god. There's a God. Donald Trump's talking about God now. Hey, it's not the God of the Bible.
Yes.
The Bible's his favorite book, but he can't quote one verse out of it. You see what I'm saying? And people don't care. They, as long as you'll talk about this God that's just a civic God, not the holy God of the Bible, and you'll talk about being people being saved, but not talking about their sin and being saved from sin and repenting of sin. And as Christians, that's our whole relationship with God is to walk holy before God and repent when we realize we have sin. Never mentioned by most preachers today. And so anything you're reading, anything you're watching on television, any of the movies you're watching, any of the music you're listening to, you've got to listen to it with eyes and ears from the Scripture. And you put it to the test. And when you see that it is perverting and undermining and denouncing and mocking the things of God, as a Bible-believing Christian with the Spirit of God in you, it ought to make you both angry and sick. You should want nothing to do with it. And that all is part of what we're talking about tonight with coming out of the darkness, coming out of unrighteousness, coming out of those unequal yokes you may have in your life today. And not entering into unequal yokes in the first place. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's have prayer. Father, we thank you for the clarity that we have by the help of the Holy Spirit to see the days in which we live, to see your fingerprints, and as you are causing things to unfold according to your plan and according to your will, man cannot force your hand. Things will happen in your time. We believe your book. We are going to follow you, come what may, no matter who turns on us, no matter what the cost, we're going to follow Jesus. And Lord, I pray everyone in here will resolve in their hearts, in their minds, commit to following Jesus, come what may.
Amen.
Lord, we do it because we want to glorify you. We want to please you. And we also want to be used by you in your service. And just as we go through the rest of this week, into the weekend, and if the weather permits on Saturday, we can go out and put gospel tracts out. And all other opportunities before and after that to share the gospel, to put a tract out or to talk to somebody. Because we know the time is short. And we know good and well nothing else needs to happen before the rapture. And you could come before I say amen. You could come before I close this prayer. And we do pray you come quickly. In Jesus' name. Amen. President Barack Obama appeared before the United Nations today, September 28, 2015, as the Reverend Barack Hussein Obama, prophet of Sodom, preaching the participation of all in this coming and forming globalist world order, no matter, quote, who they love. Everybody can participate, no matter who they are or what they look like or who they love. He then goes on to state the basis of his sodomite worldview by voicing the Antichrist doctrine of the inherent goodness of man, that everybody values family, friendship, faith, and the integrity of hard work.
But that people, ordinary people, are fundamentally good. That they value family and friendship, faith, and the dignity of hard work.
I don't know about you, but I think he's full of crap. And the majority of Americans want handouts. And the majority of Americans have a false faith, if they have any faith at all. And the majority of Americans have no respect for family. And not much better could be said about friendship. But the most incredibly anti-Christ and anti-American thing he said was this. And keep in mind, he's completely rejecting the basis of our system of checks and balances, even as he claims that government is our savior because of the checks and balances in place to help all of you good people out there live up to your goodness and your potential.
And that with appropriate checks and balances, government can reflect this goodness.
That's just laughable. The very reason that we have the system of government we have, where it's a constitutional republic, and a lot of you who've been in public schools and never learned on your own aren't going to know what I'm talking about, but we have a constitutional republic, not a democracy, as Obama repeatedly stated in his UN address today. We're not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. That constitutional republic is set up where anything that's not explicitly declared in the Constitution to belong to the federal government has no right to touch it. It belongs to the states. But because of the wicked reprobates in our federal government, over the last 150 years it's been going on, but it's gotten worse and worse. They have established this thing where they set up an unconstitutional income tax system, an unconstitutional Federal Reserve Board that prints money and takes that right away from the people through the Congress as established by the Constitution. They use that to tax the people, then take that money and hold it over the heads of the people in the states and say, states, if you want your billions of dollars back that we stole from you, then you have to do what we say. And that's how they corrupted the system. The federal government is corrupt, period.
And that with appropriate checks and balances, governments can reflect this goodness.
And you have the original establishment of the three branches of government, the executive, the judicial, and the legislative. And even they were broken down, really, because the judicial had no right to do what they're doing today, writing law from the bench. They simply would read the law and say, yeah, that's constitutional, or it's not. Not create new constitutional rights, perverting the 14th Amendment and ignoring the 10th Amendment the way the Supreme Court does today. And each of these branches were established as equal branches to keep each other in line, because the founding fathers knew, even the ones who weren't Christian, they still had enough sense to recognize the inherent badness of man.
But that people, ordinary people, are fundamentally good.
So contrary to Muslim cleric Obama's claims, God doesn't see things quite the same as he does. The Bible teaches that man is totally depraved, and the founding fathers, again, whether or not they're Christian, they got it. They understood this. We are utterly wicked left on our own.
People, ordinary people, are fundamentally good.
Now don't confuse total depravity with the Calvinist idea of total inability. They're not the same thing. But without God drawing us with his Spirit, confronting us with our sin, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Without that clear presentation of the gospel as our only hope for forgiveness and eternal life, man is utterly hopeless. We are not good. For example, right before God destroyed everything that walked, everything that breathed on the earth, in the flood of Noah, as it's called, the Genesis flood, God said this in Genesis 6:5, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." That's the exact opposite of what Barack Obama preached to the United Nations today.
Ordinary people are fundamentally good.
And around 1,500 years after the flood, the prophet Jeremiah, in chapter 17, verse 9, says, "The heart," talking about the heart of man, "is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?"
Ordinary people are fundamentally good.
Now, the fact is, Obama is a deceiver. Government isn't something that enables good people to make a good world. Government is given by God to deter man's inherent wickedness. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in 1 Timothy 1:9, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers and so forth. The law is for the lawless. And it's a deterrent to this wicked world we live in, where man is inherently wicked and totally depraved.
Everybody can participate, no matter who they are or what they look like or who they love.
And that's why Romans 13, verses 1 and 2 tell us that God ordained government in the first place. And as long as you behave, you shouldn't have anything to worry about, as long as the government is fulfilling its God-ordained purpose. But even so, the rulers are there to be a warning and a threat to remind us of the punishment in store if we choose to break the law. Romans 13:3 says, "For the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same." End quote. These people rioting down in Baltimore and out in Ferguson, the moment they started looting, they should have started shooting them. That would have put an end to it.
Ordinary people are fundamentally good.
So the bottom line is that Obama and his speechwriters got it all wrong. Obama preaches lies to the United Nations, to the whole world today, in the name of the United States. And we've shown a couple of those lies. But you have to test everything you hear today, whether it's a preacher or a politician, especially when they tread on God's turf and start to pretend to speak on matters that God has already spoken on in His book. And we will take God's word and reject Obama's word on these and all other matters of which he speaks. Amen.
Enoch will be spared from the coming storm of God's judgment.